What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, as we all know, female disrespect and female fuckery is a worldwide problem. Therefore, in some cases, the mask is a worldwide solution. Like in this article that was published on the 2nd of May. Dutch man stabs wife to death for quote unquote using her phone too much. Gentlemen, if you think that is the real reason why this man put the mask on, I have several bridges to sell you. No. In my humble opinion, her using her phone was simply the final straw for this guy. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Police have arrested a man from the Netherlands accused of stabbing his Vietnamese wife to death after a quarrel over her excessive cell phone use. Kenter Jacobus Johansson, 63, is now facing a termination charge, according to police in the Central Highlands province of Lam Dong on Wednesday. Well, gentlemen, well. This is the first HMT that I've done out of Vietnam. Gentlemen, like I told you, the problem of female fuckery is worldwide. Therefore, the response of the mask is also worldwide as well. Johansson married Lee Thing Dung, 53, a local woman in the province's resort town of Da Lat, 13 years ago. And they've been living in the town ever since. So we have an expat on our hands, gentlemen. Investigators showed that after having lunch at a local restaurant on Tuesday, the couple returned home and Johansson became upset over Dung's constant cell phone use during the meal. Gentlemen, if you're out with a woman and she is constantly on her cell phone, get up, walk away. If you're having lunch, if you're having any sort of meal, and she won't put that phone down, get up, pay your share of the bill, and walk the fuck out. Period. Point blank. They started to quarrel, and it escalated to the point that Johansson stabbed his wife with a knife. After the incident, he immediately left the house carrying the knife. Dung's daughter, who is Johansson's stepdaughter, later found her deleted mother and called the police. Wow, another stepdaddy scenario. However, different country, different rules. But I'm going to continuously say this. Gentlemen, if you do not have children, do not deal with a woman with children. Now, there's one case that even I will give grace to, and that is a widow. Because more than likely, she had no hand in the untimely passing of her husband. So yeah, but once again, that is a case by case basis. Neighbors reported hearing Dung screaming and seeing a man leaving the house on a motorbike, police said. Lam Dung police arrested Johansson as he was taking out money from an ATM to flee. Well, well, well. Like I said, gentlemen, in my humble opinion, her being on her cell phone far too much, that was just the straw that broke the camel's back in this particular case. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, our good friend, the hot butter knife of doom. 15. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 20 because the daughter had to find her terminated mother. So yeah, psychological impact, 20. And of course, the brutality factor. Come on now, as we all know, the hot butter knife of doom, up close and personal. So I'm going to give him a 15 on that one. So Kenter, Killer Cuddy Johansson gets a score of 60. Ladies around the world, nowhere is safe for you once you finally push a man over his limit. Believe you me, gentlemen, there was way more to this article that meets the eye. Like I always ask, what's the story behind the story? There was far more going on between these two than the media would lead you to believe. Like I said, her being on her phone too much, nah. There was definitely some deeper rooted issues between these two. However, I will say this, gentlemen, if you become an expat and you find yourself in a situation like this, the best thing that you can do, leave the damn country. Plain and simple. You do not want to go to jail in a foreign country. You don't want to do that. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article if you desire. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, you need to understand this, and you need to understand this clearly. The power you think you have is going out. Feminism and the idea that men will continue to allow you to disrespect them and there not be a response, that's going out right along with it. Like I said, more and more men around the world are finally reaching their breaking points. And guess what? I'm going to have more articles that I get to share with you guys. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind. Yeah. Losing all my hope. Yeah. I'ma do the crime. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill.